Recently, a family member passed away unexpectedly, and then another received an impactful health diagnosis. It got me deeply thinking about my dad, who's 97, and my siblings, who are all now in their 60s and 70s. And now that I'm officially closer to 60 than 50, it got me to thinking about my own demise. How do I want to go out? How would I even begin to talk about dying? After the death of her own mother, Laura Clemenson had similar questions. The New Hampshire-based entrepreneur knew others did too. So she founded the Pre-Dead Social Club as a safe space to discuss all things death and dying in as lighthearted a way as possible. The group now meets monthly in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and in Brattleboro. And Laura joins me now to talk more about it. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for the invitation, Mary.
Well, Laura, I briefly touched on it in the introduction, but can you take us back to the club's beginnings?
Oh, yeah. My mom, 9 years ago, was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. She lived for about 9 months after her diagnosis, and we all rallied around her. And she was the first person in our family, if you can believe this, that lingered. Everybody else died instantly. So this was the first time that we had the opportunity to support somebody through a dying process. Fast forward a couple years past that, my dad's health started to change, and neither of them wanted to talk about anything to do with end of life. And I'm thinking, we just had this amazing lesson given to us by this woman who we all love. Just like, I was kind of surprised. I'm like, wow, we're all handling this really differently. So I started the Pre-Dead Social Club as a way to find other people who were perhaps willing and able to talk about this. And that was 2 years ago. Since then, we've had close to 600 people tap into what we're doing. It is just growing from that point.
You had mentioned, too, that you sort of learned that your mom was almost practicing and learning about death with her friends, too, prior to that. Can you talk a bit more about some of those discoveries when you were caring for your mom, and how did that inform the Pre-Dead Social Club?
My mom was very open to talking about anything about mortality after her diagnosis. After she died, my dad said, here are a bunch of things that are your mom's. This is part of her library. And she had a ton of books on death and dying and grief and mortality. And I also know that she would meet with this group of women over 20 years. They would go on retreat together. But she had been working on this understanding and getting comfortable with it, I would say, probably all of her adult life.
There's an event on Sunday in Brattleboro called the Die-A-Log. That's D-I-E-A-Log for folks who are listening. Share what that is and describe what kind of community turns out.
The Death Over Drinks, where we invite you to come and talk about death, but you don't have to drink, is, we call it a dialogue. And there's about 35 people that we have capacity for, and it is a facilitated event. So that we have about 5 facilitators that will be there. It is not a grief session, but we take one topic that we give people a dialogue starter. It could be, what weighs more on you, the event of your death or the process of dying? And everybody around your group will reflect on that. So stories leave the death over drinks as a little bit of wingmen. Like, you might have somebody that you really want to have these conversations with, and now you can talk about a story that you heard to see if that can spark a conversation as a way in to have more in-depth conversations. People start getting to know more people in their community in a consistent basis that are willing and able and curious to expand how they think and how they can navigate the thing that we have in common.
Death can be this daunting topic that many actively try to avoid talking about. Why should people maybe set aside some fears and talk about death and dying?
We evolve as people over time. The more we're comfortable just kind of picking away at the topics, the more we are able to lay this foundation down for when we're called upon and we want to support somebody who now is in that life-limiting or terminal diagnosis. And this won't be us having these conversations for the first time when we're our most stressed and we feel our worst. And we're actually having them with people that we love and we care about, not just our medical providers. The more we talk about it, the more limber we get and the more confidence and clarity. I think that's a great reason to start picking away at this. And the thing is, if you start picking away, you can enter where you're comfortable, not where you're required based upon a diagnosis.
Well, Laura, I think you could travel from home to home with this idea, like a Tupperware party or something.
Well, my vision is there could be a pre-dead social club in any community that wants one.
That's Laura Clemenson, founder of the Pre-Dead Social Club, which meets monthly in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and in Brattleboro. Laura, I've loved our conversation. I'm really grateful to learn more about the Pre-Dead Social Club. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mary. It was great. I appreciate it.